So, Mr. Early, first and foremost, I understand that we have a fugitive on the loose. Who is he, and just how dangerous do we consider him?
So, we do have a fugitive. His name is Antarius Caldwell. He's a gang member. He's a member of the Gangster Disciples, which is a Chicago-based gang that was formed in the 1970s. He's a lower-level member of the gang and responsible with his co-gang members for several violent acts in and around Atlanta, particularly in the DeKalb County area.
When we say violent acts, now what are we talking about?
He is charged with RICO conspiracy. In the RICO, federal RICO conspiracy, that includes murder, aggravated assault, armed robbery, those type crimes.
And his involvement, I mean, I know you said it's the Gangster Disciples, so about how many acts of violence are we talking about?
So we're looking at a half a dozen to as many as 15, of which include about 8 murders. He is a part of the gang, which is an enforcement arm of the gang, and they call themselves the Hate Committee. On the streets in and around DeKalb County, they were notorious for committing violent acts against their own gang members as well as rival gang members.
I know we say DeKalb County. Any specific enclaves there in DeKalb that we may be able to know where he may have frequented?
They frequented several parts around Clarkston. They were down also around Farrington off Panola Road, also around Memorial Drive, are 3 of many places, but those were typically some of the areas that the Hate Committee liked to frequent.
Were there any specific cases that we or might be familiar with that we know he or we suspect that he had something to do with?
I can't go into specifics about the particular events that he was involved in. However, he is a part of a federal superseding indictment that first occurred in May 2016. We then added a second superseding indictment, which was October of 2018, so just this past October, which included 7 additional, which he was one of those. And the first indictment in May 2016, us, Atlanta FBI, along with Memphis FBI, indicted 50 gang leaders from across the nation, which included 9 states. And he is a part of the Atlanta-based Gangster Disciples, or the gang that was here in the Atlanta metro area.
Okay, what do you say to the public in terms of how to identify him, and if he's spotted, what identification marks do we know about him?
So he's a black male. He has very obvious tattoos. He has No Mercy tattooed across the front of his neck. He's about 5'11", 135 pounds. He goes by the nickname Fat. He has short dreads. His hairstyle could have changed. That changes frequently. But if they were to cite him, they can call the local police, they can call 911, or they can call our FBI Atlanta hotline, which is 770-216-3000. So notify the law enforcement as soon as possible.
I understand there, too, is a reward for him.
There is also a reward, which we're offering to anyone that provides information leading to his arrest.
And what words do you say when we talk about getting these folks off the streets? How crucial is it? What do you tell the public?
What's important is gang members, and particularly this gang member and the Hate Committee, are responsible for many violent acts. That's the way they do their business. They will do whatever they need to do to flee. This particular individual has fled from law enforcement at least on 2 occasions, once from us directly. So they're very dangerous, and they're going to put whoever's in their way. They really don't have a problem putting anyone in or taking anyone out of their way to flee and to stay free.
Agent Early, thanks so much for your help.
Yes, I appreciate you guys putting it out. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
Okay.